The Punt, William Hill's Top Flight Football Podcast.
Yes, hello everybody. We're back to have a look at the Premier League, but no games this midweek because we're getting up for the international break. We're going to look at the title odds, maybe look at the relegation picture, maybe a top scorer or two. And we've got a little special bet about Manchester United that will make Derek look good. Ron is with Derek McGovern today. Hi, Ron, you all right?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. Yeah,
you well, Derek?
Yeah,
magnificent.
Excellent, excellent. And another entertaining weekend of Premier League action. A couple of surprises in there. The big 14-1 for all the big boys to win looked nailed on really when you turn into Sunday. But the North London teams let it down. What a goal from Ravel Morrison as well, by the way. Suddenly he's found his club, hasn't he, Ron? He's been touted as being, I think you once told us that Sir Alex Ferguson said that he looked like one of the best young players he's ever had at the club.
Yeah.
But couldn't keep him on the straight and narrow. Sam's doing something right with him, isn't he? Or maybe he's just grown up a little bit.
I saw him play quite a lot at Birmingham last year, yeah, you know. He's on loan there. And, yeah, he looks a very good player. Worked very hard, obviously got talent. I never quite saw the sort of the potential in him that Fergie told me he'd got. But, he looks a good player. And, you know, hopefully he's put himself on the straight and narrow and gets on with it now.
Yeah.
Was it not distasteful, by the way? You know, after that game, I was watching the highlights of Match of the Day last night. Allardyce's interviews, it was basically taking all the credit for everything that went right, you know, the goals, the results, even though we tried to supposedly tried to deflect the praise for turning Morrison around. Where was he when was he taking all the stick when West Ham were getting battered every week? I honest to God, I felt like throwing up watching him last night.
Oh, you've got to give it. Managers get so much stick, Derek. They're allowed to take a bit of credit, surely.
Yeah,
no,
let them take credit, fine. But not sort of heap the credit on themselves like he was doing. Let the credit happen naturally.
Oh, enough flack off you over the years.
Poor Big Sam. The title odds then for the Premier League. See Manchester City at 2-1, Chelsea at 5-2, Arsenal 5-1, Man United 11-2, Liverpool 7-1, Tottenham 12-1. Then that big jump up to Everton at 150-1. Any changes to your thoughts after the weekend? I mean, it's just going to be like this, isn't it? I think, guys, it's going to be one week. You know, a team will look like Championship contenders. The next week they might draw or lose a game they should have got done better in. Is that the way it's just going to be like that all season, do you think, again?
I think so.
Yeah?
I do think so. I think, there's been two or three times over the last few years where people have said, this is the closest Premiership we've had for years. It's going to be, and it never pans out that way. The only one was when the two Manchester clubs got involved, wasn't it, really?
Yeah.
This year, I've got to be honest, now I think it's almost stick a pin in one of the top six, I do, honestly.
It's who makes least mistakes, or who's the less inconsistent, if you like?
I mean, I my thoughts. I like Arsenal. I just think that maybe they're going if they get players injured in key positions, namely the centre forward, or the centre half. I think one of the centre halves lucky to be playing in the league. But there you go. At least they got Vermaelen that can come in. I don't know that they could cover the centre forward getting injured. That would be my. But I wouldn't put anybody off them. I mean, until yesterday, I thought the surprise one, because the first pod we did at the start of the season, I said 33-1 Spurs, that is worth a bet.
Mm,
and they're going to do something like that yesterday.
What, was that, when you said, Derek, when we were arranging to do this, you thought that was a bigger surprise than Villa beating City, West Ham beating Tottenham 3-0 at White Hart Lane.
Exactly. Well, it was. I just couldn't see it coming. You saw all the stats beforehand. You saw how poor West Ham are. And you were basically playing without a striker. You know, and then they go and pour three, and they can't. The second result of the season, I cannot explain. Yeah. It's just beyond belief. But you're right. I mean, you can throw a blanket over the big clubs at the moment. There ain't an outstanding team. But
that means there must be value, though, Derek.
Well, you still look at Tottenham at 12-1 because every team has a blip when they win a title. I mean, even Man United. Didn't Man United win the league when they got beat 6-2 by somebody a few years ago?
Southampton.
Yeah, I think they won the league that year. I mean, there's always a terrible result. So look, if you're looking for a bit of value, I don't think Tottenham are as good as anything in that top six, and they're 12-1. So I would. But who do I think is going to win the title? I think Chelsea will win it. The 5-2 at the moment. I think Chelsea are underperforming right now, whereas Arsenal and Liverpool are definitely overperforming.
Yeah, fair.
There's a lot more to come from Chelsea than there is from the top two. Arsenal haven't got a prayer. are winning the league. 5-1. There's not a prayer Arsenal win that league. Tottenham will finish higher than Arsenal. But my money would still be on Chelsea. But a 5-2 is not giving too much away for a more speculative wager. Tottenham still, despite yesterday.
Just need to start scoring a few more goals, Ron, don't they? I mean, they have the shots generally, don't they? I mean, but they've only scored 6 goals in the Premier League, Tottenham, from 7 games. I mean, it's crazy, really. When you look at, like, City have scored 17, Chelsea 10, Liverpool 11, Arsenal 14, Man United have got 10. They need a better return than that, don't they, Tottenham?
Well, the thing that you'd have looked at with Tottenham this year is the fact that they hadn't conceded any as well. You're always in the past always thought Tottenham concede goals.
Yeah.
You know.
Conceded 5 so far, haven't they? Which is comparable with the others. Southampton, I'll just come into them briefly. I mean, you said before the weekend, Ron, that you could see them as being the surprise package at 4th in October. I know it's nothing to get too excited about, but that goals against column is the one that's intriguing. Just 2 goals conceded, that's clearly better than anyone else in the division. I mean, Chelsea next best with only 4 conceded. That's some record. You know, you can argue, well, who have they really played so far? You know, but still, I mean, it's what a great start for them.
Well, yeah, brilliant. And full credit to the coach, who, you know, everybody looked at when he came in. You thought, oh, hang on a bit, is this a fantasy of the chairman, the owner, or whatever? But he seems to have organised them well. They've spent a bit of money as well on players, and you know, I don't. Hey, they'll do well to finish in the top 8. But I don't think they're going to finish in the bottom 8.
No, yeah, that's fair enough.
I think it's one of those. I think I was very surprised. I mean, that was your bet of the week, Derek, when it's Swansea to go there and win 11-2 or something. Yeah. I was surprised you went for that. I think if I was having bets on, you know, those bets where you can have teams against teams, I would back Southampton to finish higher than Swansea this year.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's 2 things I'd say about Southampton. Right at the beginning of the season, I tipped them as a surprise packet. Now, the reason I've been going off them is that your odds compilers are right on top of them, Lee. They're always underpriced in my eyes.
Yes.
But your odds compilers are proven right.
Yeah.
So they've stuck to my opinion of Southampton early on in the season. There's never any value in backing Southampton at the moment.
No.
But and that's why I go. That's the main reason when I went against them. And by the way, Swansea deserved to win that game.
Is it?
Yeah. But you know, they doesn't seem a weakness. But I'm looking through their squad and I'm thinking, how are they 4th? There's nobody there, is it? That you think who would get in? Who would get in? Like even the Liverpool team from Southampton.
Yeah.
I just can't see how it's happening. And yet they look a bit. You've got to credit the manager, haven't you?
Yeah, but I tell you what I think they might have, Derek. They might have if you cast your mind back to Swansea, the start of last season, and you go, who's this meet you? Who are these?
Yeah.
They've got one or two that are in that bucket
that
all of a sudden you think, oh, hang on, he is a better player than I give him credit for.
Yeah, Wanyama's obviously made a difference. It's made him stronger, hasn't it?
Yeah, he was a good signer.
Yes, they've done that. There's a few in there, isn't it? That, you know, who, Lovren at the back is another one, isn't he?
What about the kid, what's his name, Osvaldo?
Another one.
He doesn't seem to have... I've watched him now, Ron. I'm thinking, I was expecting big things, but I just can't see it from him.
No, well, but, I'm just saying, I don't know. Is it one of those?
Lallana, he's done well. He impresses every time you see him, doesn't he, that guy?
You know, whether they can come to the...
The manager talking about him being in the England squad, in the England World Cup squad.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see what odds Hills come up with maybe later today. Yeah. I might ask.
And of course,
that.
They've got Lambert there, haven't they?
He's not been
scoring tons, has he? But, you know.
Yeah, but he's not top level, is he?
No. Interesting side.
If you said to me now, and I can't remember this in all the time we've been doing this, when I've been less sure about who would win the Premiership.
I think if you
give me a grand to put on anybody and I could have them all, I think I'd probably just about go for Chelsea.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think the Mourinho, I don't think he'll let them slip up much.
No, yeah. And the squad is... I mean, they've got so much talent in that squad.
If
they could recall Lukaku, then it'd be over now, wouldn't it?
Oh.
What a player. Unbelievable. He must be like just looking through his fingers every time he plays a game. Let me give you the odds on the top 4 finish. And this is lead us on to this special bet about Man United. To finish in the top 4, your obvious ones, your Man City 1-8, your Chelsea 1-6, Arsenal 4-9. Your Man United are usually in that top 2 bracket, aren't they? But they're 4-9 as well. Liverpool are 11-10 and Tottenham are 5-4. That's probably where the value lies in those two to finish in the top 4, especially Tottenham. If you agree with Derek, Everton are 7-1, then you get Southampton at 25-1. But this Man United special, where will Man United finish in the Premier League? 5th or lower is the favourite at 6-4. Scarcely believable. 4th is 7-2. 3rd is 4-1. runners-up 9-2 and winners 11-2. Obviously, if you're going to bat them to finish in the top four, you're combining all those second four prices that I mentioned. Ron, you're obviously a former manager and you obviously still follow them very closely, a special place in your heart, this club. There's a lot of chat about them. You know, they do look a team who are struggling to find their way at the minute. But generally, even if they have a poor start, they come good in the end. Will they this season?
I think the worst they're going to finish is third or fourth.
Right, okay.
I think they'll be in the top four. I don't say that with a great deal of conviction, by the way, but whether it's because you can't imagine them not finishing in the top four, I don't know. So I'd possibly go for them to finish third. 4-1 at the moment. I think that, you know, that confidence thing, I'm always on about that confidence thing. And I think, all right, even winning at Sunderland, it shows they can win again. And they should really be, and I could do the fixtures in front of me, they should really be in a sort of batch of fixtures now where they could pick up quite a few points, couldn't they?
When you look at the...
When we talk about the West Brom thing, put that one out the window and then go, you know, they've lost games this season that... They've lost in other seasons.
Yeah.
You know, they've gone to Liverpool and got nicked. Chelsea came and got a draw. Chelsea have done that before under Mourinho. Where else did they go and get beat?
City, obviously, haven't they?
Pardon?
West Brom and City are the ones, aren't they?
Yes. West Brom, City and Liverpool.
Yeah.
City was the one you normally write up and go, well, that's one way or the other.
Yeah, the next few, they've got Southampton at home, Stoke at home, Fulham away, Arsenal at home, Cardiff away. So there are some... if you're positive, you think, well, there are some winnable fixtures here. If you're negative, you think, well, what if they slip up? You know, it's the defending, really, right? I mean, going forward, we know they're absolute quality, especially with this new wonder kid, Januzaj. But at the back, I mean, it was just... Against Sunderland, even, it was just a bit chaotic, wasn't it, at times?
Well, I've said, what's happened to him, by the way, Fellaini?
Well, he's got a wrist injury now. What a surprise, him having a wrist injury. he could be out for the next 6 weeks, apparently, which is, you know, a blow for the rest of the sides in the Premier League.
I disagree with you there, big time. I think they're they will be much better with him and Carrick in the middle of field. Because that's, I think, one of the problems they have defensively. People can get at their back four too easily.
Mm, yeah.
And I think there's one or two in the back four. Vidic. Vidic made some horrendous things on this week, didn't he? You know, and
Jones always looks a bit panicked to me as well. A good player, but he always looks a bit panicked.
I think he should play midfield, mate.
Yeah.
At the moment, yeah, I think he gives them.
I suppose Vidic maybe covered up a couple of the Ferdinand. You know, if Ferdinand had any problems, Vidic would cover them up. He's not quite doing that this time, is he, Ron?
They're all over the show there at the moment, but I think teams do get at them too easy.
Derek, obviously, right at the start of the season, you said they would finish outside top five. You said, didn't you? And you were, it's fair to say, especially from Robbie, you were pretty much ridiculed. It's always pleasant to see the favourite there, isn't it? Whatever happens at the end of the season, it's always nice to be proved right early on.
Yeah, too right. Well, I also mentioned Liverpool at 9-2 to finish above them. I mean,
it's a nice match bet now, isn't it?
Yes, indeed it is. But I mean. Well, I'll take Hills to task a little bit because the Man United are 4-9 to finish in the top five. Mm-hmm. Top four. So the reverse of 4-9 is generally 13-8, isn't it? Yeah. 6-4. So Hills
12-8. Basically, if you double your fractions up.
She'll push out a little bit. but still, I would be on United finishing outside the top four all day long. I'm convinced they will finish outside. You know what? Wouldn't surprise me if they finished outside the top six. That's how.
Oh, he's going even further now.
Not content
with
it. I tell you what, Southampton look a better team than Man United right now. I'm just looking at the Man United. The Man United's midfield. I mean, you'd have got to imagine the back four got the experience of turning things around. They are playing awful at the moment. You know something better will come. Rooney, well, he might well depart in January if Mourinho still wants him. So they're going to be right, you know, unless they make some big signings themselves, they're going to be in deeper trouble. It's just that midfield. Cleverley, Nani, Carrick. You know,
It's amazing how all of a sudden... If you said to a Man United, I was talking to a Man United fan and said, which of the Arsenal players would get into your midfield? And it's pretty much all of them.
Yeah.
really, isn't it? You know, you think about it. But I mean, the proviso being, Derek, that they've got Januzaj, who's already scored the goal of the season, of course.
He could be great, but come on. I mean, you know, he's had a good 10 minutes. That's it.
Let's have a quick look at the bottom half of the Premier League. We've got relegation odds and to finish bottom as well. The relegation odds, Crystal Palace 1-7, Sunderland 10-11, Cardiff 9-4, Hull 9-4, Norwich 11-4, Fulham 3-1, 7-2 for Stoke. Newcastle are 6-1, West Ham are 6-1, so West Brom are 8-1. Then you jump up to double figures and bigger for the rest. And the first of those is Aston Villa. There looks to be a bit of value again around that market, Derek. I mean, Palace are down, according to the bookmakers. They are second bottom with 3 points from the 7 games, just 1 win on the board and 6 losses. Can't seem to get a draw, conceded 13 and scored just 5. I mean, does Sunderland deserve to be that close to even money?
You took the words right out of my mouth. I can't believe Sunderland are so generously priced. It's 10-11, I think the certainty is to go down. 1 point from 7 games. Haven't won a game yet. Mm. And a 10-11 to go down. That's a fantastic price.
One thing you learn, Ron, over the course of, like, you know, especially with betting, is that things don't generally change. And, like, same with the way you're thinking about Man United. Is, you know, and when a team, when you've gone through maybe 10 games and a team's only got, like, you know, 1, 2, or 3 points, there's no way things are going to change so drastically in the next, you know, in the next, like, 20-odd games that they're going to suddenly turn the season around, is there?
Very, very seldom, particularly because you've still basically got the same bunch of players.
Yeah. They were trying hard, to be fair, aren't they? They are giving it for the caretaker manager.
That always worries me when a team tries hard and they don't get results.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden they start to lose faith, then they stop putting that last bit, that last yard in, and I think two of them are down.
Yeah. Who's that? Who else then? I mean, like I said, you got Cardiff for the next ones after Sunderland, and they're bigger than 2-1.
Well, I think there's quite a few. That third place are going to be a juggle.
Yeah.
They're going to be a juggle there. I mean, what if he hadn't scored in the last minute? I think we'd have all been saying, well, Fulham looked very, very close to it. Somehow or other, you think Fulham are going to win enough home games?
Mm.
I think Fulham are going to win enough home games. And we haven't mentioned Hull, you know. Hull are going to have, and they've done very, very well. Full marks and
8th, 11 points already.
Yeah, but they're going to have a spell where they lose four out of five, or even five out of five. And that would depend how much he drags them back to the fore. I mean, once again, I think Derek would have been going for West Ham if they hadn't got the result of the weekend.
Well, you know what, Ron, you're right there. Maybe I'm missing something on West Ham, because I might well have done, but they can't be a relegation team if they go to Tottenham and win 3-0.
No. I also think, whatever you think about it, I also think Sam doesn't get teams relegated.
Mm.
I think he won't win a league. You know, if he was at Man United, I'm not sure he'd win a league or somewhere like that. But he doesn't get teams relegated because maybe he's better at setting teams up to survive than he is at, you know, setting teams to go and take people on and win.
What about Cardiff, Ron? I mean, I was one of the kind of people who thought they would win enough games at home. But they started out really well with the City game, the 0-0 draw against Everton, and they've lost successive games against Tottenham and Newcastle. Swansea come next at home, so that's a huge game for them, obviously. Then Man United, then Arsenal, at home, that is.
I actually think Swansea are in more trouble than we think.
Really?
Yeah, I think Swansea are in more trouble than people think.
20-1 to go down.
And what price?
20-1.
I mean, how many points have they got?
Seven. The third from bottom, Norwich has got 7 as well.
Yeah, you know, I think... I think they've had 2 years where they've probably played the absolute beyond themselves. You know, there's players in there that have relished playing in the Premiership and have played better than maybe that people thought they could play. But now maybe, you know, they may be just coming back to the field a little bit.
Mm, maybe play better than even they thought they could as well.
I tell you, it might be an interesting bet. Cardiff to finish higher than Swansea.
Right. That would be an interesting one. I'm sure we could request
it. They're a point higher at the moment. Yeah. You know what, Lee? Relegation, normally, you look at it and you think, Jesus Christ, this is impossible. You know, there's 10 teams here. We're going to pick up the 3 out of them. Well, 2 we know, Palace and Sunderland. I don't see any hope for them. But I think Fulham are certainties to go down.
Yeah.
You know when they're in the relegation, but they're not going to get much further.
No.
They're always going to be there or thereabouts as the season progresses.
Mm.
Now, if they got the fellas to roll up their sleeves and fight to get out of the relegation dogfight,
no.
I don't think they have. Quite the opposite, in fact.
That's a fair point.
I think they're really, really in trouble. And what are they, 3-1?
I tell you what I do think with them, though, Derek. I think that they will have a lot of the games, you know, like Saturday, where they play somebody who's in the same sort of group or whatever.
But they got battered, you know, Ron.
I know. I saw a lot of the game. Yeah. But they can score a goal.
Yeah.
Home. You know, they have got... I mean, if the chance sets up for Berbatov, it's a fair bet he'll take it. Mm. And Bent comes on and gets... You know, they do have that in the locker, which maybe one or two of the other sides in that category haven't got anybody they can lay the life on and go, yeah, he'll get us a goal.
You'd be a bit worried if you were... I mean, Martin Jarl, I mean, the headlines are Bent says he wants Jarl to stay and all that sort of stuff, and Jarl's fighting for his job. When you're saying that in October,
yeah,
it's pretty unlikely that you're going to last the full season. He's a favourite to go, of course, as the second Premier League manager to leave his job. He's 7-4 favourite. I'll just quickly run through the ones. Pardew 4-1, Houghton 6-1, Holloway 6-1. Then you jump up to Sam Allardyce 16s and bigger the rest of them. I'll just run through to finish bottom market, because there's a bit of value here as well. If you agree with Derek that Sunderland are all but down, Crystal Palace 10-11 to finish bottom of the Premier League, Sunderland 5-1, Cardiff 9-1, Hull 9-1, Norwich 11-1, Fulham 12-1, etc. etc.
To one, isn't it?
What's that?
5-1 Sunderland
to finish bottom.
Jesus.
I mean, you can't have that as a Palace Sunderland match bet. You know what I mean? You've got to go to Sunderland there, haven't you?
That's just ridiculous. Absolutely.
Sunderland,
yeah.
I mean, I think probably they might just finish higher than...
But on the prices.
But that's worth a punt, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
This is a bit like, remember last year when...
Yeah, QPR.
It wasn't 5-1, it was 2-1, 9-4, but it was a similar thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And oh, God. But you looked at QPR and you thought, well, they've got the players, you know, but Sunderland haven't got anyone.
Mm. And then Harry Redknapp coming in, didn't they, to give him a bit of a boost, but which never really happened. But
no.
And I suppose Sunderland have got at that, haven't they? They've got a boost to come from a new manager. But, you know, like Ron said, still the same players.
Yeah.
Just finally, I'll run through the top goal scorer prices quickly. Luis Suarez has all that time out, but now he's the favourite to be top scorer because he's hit the ground running, hasn't he, when he's come back. 9-2 to be top scorer. Same price as Robin Van Persie. Aguero is 13-2. Sturridge 7-1. Giroud 9-1. Lukaku 14-1. And Negredo 16s. Benteke 20s. Obviously out injured for a bit. Soldado's the same price. 25-1 Remy and Rooney. And then you get to 33-1 for Dzeko and 50-1 and bigger the rest. It's each way, quarter of the odds for a place in the top four. I mean, I'm averaging out here, but 18 goals, 17-18 generally gets you a place in the top four, so that's worth bearing in mind. And the
what's Rooney got at the moment?
Rooney has three. Yeah, three. Sturridge has got six. Remy's five. Benteke, Lukaku, Aguero, Giroud, Ramsey and Torre have all got four. And Suarez, Brady, Rooney, Sigurdsson, Van Persie, Michu, Negredo all on three. So,
I'd go for my man Aguero there. You know that goal he scored at the weekend?
Yeah.
When it got passed down that little channel inside, right, wherever. You know what? It was odds against not to score there, but I'd have had my life on him scoring. As soon as I saw it was him, I knew no other player, maybe Van Persie on the left peg, did I know that was going in the net. He's just a tremendous goal scorer, isn't he, Aguero?
The ones he'd missed beforehand were like, he couldn't believe it himself,
yeah,
could he?
Yeah, exactly.
But unbelievable.
Tell you what,
player.
I would do, the odds you've quoted me, I'd have a little bet on Rooney, particularly with the each way thing.
Yeah, 25-1.
Oh, that's fine.
That is a big price for a player of his quality, isn't it?
Yeah.
That is a big price.
Because he is a streak scorer as well.
Yeah.
And he's playing in a team that ain't playing well. Mm. And I think it's a safe bet now. You know, Fergie sort of moved him around a bit and played him here and played him. I don't think that'll happen. I think Rooney will play in his position. And, I think that's decent, mate.
Yeah. A couple of midfielders who might carry on scoring and might sneak in, like do a Lampard and sneak into the top four. I suppose Ramsey at 66-1.
No,
Sigurdsson 100-1. Two, can't score that many, can he?
No.
Quarter of the odds, 25-1 each way poke, that, isn't it? But it's a lot to get, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like 17, 18 in the season, you have to be consistently banging them in, don't you, really?
Yeah.
So. One every three games you'd be getting, wouldn't you?
I mean, that just proves...
Who do you know that will get 17 goals? I mean, you look at
Lukaku.
Van Persie will. You think Aguero will?
Yeah.
Lukaku? I got a feeling that his bubble might burst a little bit.
Right. Benteke?
Benteke is injured. Yeah. He's capable of it, but he's injured. And
like you always say, you need someone who plays every week for the club, don't they?
Yeah.
And preferably not in Europe, probably.
He would be half decent.
Remy, yeah. It's still.
Yeah, Remy might be half decent.
A couple of nice goals he scored, Remy.
What was Sturridge?
Yeah.
I've just closed the page by accident. I think, did I say 7-1?
Yeah, it was about 7-1.
Well, I heard a stat.
Yeah, 7-1.
I heard a stat at the weekend where in the last 25 games, I think he scored something like 19 goals.
Yeah. 22 games.
And what do you call it? Better than that. Slightly better. Mm. Suarez.
Since he signed in January, he hasn't stopped scoring. Yeah, and he's he's playing every week, isn't he?
And he can pick up all the scraps of Suarez as well. They're 11-10 now to be the highest scoring deadly duo, that special market that we mentioned last week.
Go for that.
Yeah, Negredo and Aguero have got in front of Robin van Persie and Rooney now at 5-2 after Negredo scored at the weekend, of course, and Aguero. So that's why. It's obviously combined in their total games during the season, not when they're playing together, obviously. So it's an interesting little market, that one. It's worth having a look. That'll do us, chaps. Thank you very much.
Cheers, lads.
Thanks very much for your time. We'll be back. I know Derek's looking forward to it as ever, the international break. So we'll be back. We'll have to do it on Thursday morning.
Come on, Montenegro.
You know.
Oh, you're a terrible man. Robbie's not been with us for a couple of weeks. He's climbing Mount Kilimanjaro.
No, he's going to kill a man for his joy.
you can take the boy out of Wrexham. So he's not going to be with us. It's quite a canny way of getting out of the international break, isn't it? Just going for it. Yeah. Derek, would you climb Mount Kilimanjaro rather than doing the international football?
Yes. I've got my grapple one irons and clampons now.
Very good. So we'll speak to you on Thursday, guys.
Cheers, lads.
Cheers, Ron. Thanks, Derek.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.